Dit is 21 bis.
Could you imagine moving to an entirely different country? I honestly think that's a really cool thing to do, but I haven't tried it yet. Maybe if you have any doubts about going abroad, this is the perfect podcast for you.
21 bis.
Last week, we spoke with three students from three entirely different countries. They share their experiences on how to cope with their exchanges. They also tell us the differences between the countries. First up, we've got Sarah Jane. She comes from Plymouth. It's a city in England, and she transferred here to look up some adventure. And this girl is all about adventure. She traveled to Belgium without even having a place to live. For a couple of nights, she stayed at a hostel, but quite quickly, she found a solution.
I had this feeling that I would find someone that would let me live in a property or for me to rent somewhere. And in the first day, I met my friend Marina, and she was telling me that she was living in a nice place and that there was a spare room and that I should check it out. And that's what I did. And I'm living there now with a cat, which I think is going to attack me. So I get nervous around it.
And what about meeting people? Is it as easy as it seems in a different country? I think that's no issue for Sarah Jane.
So easy to meet people. I ticked the box, well, not in my application, I ticked the box to have a buddy. And so my buddy, she came to meet me at the train station. And so as soon as I arrived in Belgium, I had a local person to help me get to where I needed to be.
Are there a lot of differences between people from England and people from Belgium?
People at home in England, they're more reserved. So in conversation, it's more, just tell me what you need and that's it. There's no conversation on from that, really. It's not always, but mostly.
Oftentimes, trying to study in a new environment is very difficult. How did Sarah Jane cope with all of this? Does she study in her own room?
I prefer to study in a school environment because I found that if I study in my room, I associate it with doing my schoolwork and it makes me nervous. So I prefer to separate rest and work. So I like to go into one of the computer rooms here.
21 bis.
We keep on moving further along our map, and next up is the lovely Kate. Kate comes from Russia. Yes, I said Russia.
Actually from the capital, I'm from Moscow.
The capital of Russia, Moscow. How is your exchange going so far?
I'm really amazed. I really like this place and I really want to move here actually.
And what do you like most about Belgium?
Your streets, coziness, calmness, everything. Like, it's really amazing.
Are there a lot of differences between Belgium and Russia?
Of course, even in Moscow there are a lot of cars, everybody is hurrying and I don't like it. You know, in Moscow there are 13 million people. Yeah, I think in Mykolaiv you have less.
Yes, we do have less people here in Mykolaiv. What's different about the people in Belgium?
They're more kind and open-minded, and all of them can help you at any time, so it's really impressed.
Something a lot of students here like to do is partying. Is it different from Russia?
Yeah, it's we drink vodka, not beer, so yeah, it's like more clean, I think, in our parties, so.
21 bis.
Last but not least for our international exchange podcast, we called Louisa. Louisa comes from Belgium, but she's currently studying a bit abroad. And with a bit, I mean all the way in South Korea. What are you doing there?
I'm attending Seoul National University and I'm enrolled in the Korean language program.
South Korea lies next to China, where the coronavirus is spreading like wildfire. While the virus outbreaks are still number one in China, South Korea comes in second. What is happening over there?
The numbers started rising with 100 more infected people every day. So now everyone's very cautious. Still, everyone's wearing the mask outside and they're always disinfecting their hands. And Yeah, but I don't, not, I wouldn't say panic. They're just trying to go on with their lives.
And where did the virus start spreading in South Korea?
While they were praying, they were sitting on the floor, apparently, and talking and singing. So very close together. So, and that there were more than a thousand people attended the church that day. And that's when the bacteria spread really quickly. If someone in that church or a few people might have had the coronavirus. And so after that, there was a sudden spike in the number of infected people.
Do you think South Korea is handling the situation well?
They could have been a bit stricter about allowing travel from China.
And how are you holding up? Are you staying clean over there?
We can buy masks, but they're very, like, everything is sold out online. I can't buy anything, so you have to go to a convenience store, like, and get, like, one or two. And hand sanitizers are very expensive, too, so, yeah, I wish they did a better job, but they're trying their best, I think.
And are you able to go to school?
My school has been postponed. The start of the semester has been postponed for 2 weeks. It should have started today, but it's postponed to the 16th of March. And I think it might get postponed even later. So it's quite, it's not very convenient for people, for especially international students. Now in their home country, they don't know when they should travel, when they should come back to Korea. I mean, they already booked their tickets, a lot of them. So, yeah, it might get delayed even further because I see other schools being delayed even more and even resorting to online classes. So, yeah.
Well, I sure hope you stay safe over there. That's all for today in our International Exchange podcast. I hope you enjoyed our conversations, and a special thanks to the students who made the time to talk to us. And remember, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Dit is 21 bis.